Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, 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 thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. Seriously, where are you? Where is you? Bad grammar included. My name is Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the sports talk. Lumpy. All video games, not just sports games. I've been doing this show more than 15 years out of the studios here in downtown San Francisco, California. Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We know the troops love their video games. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Wherever you are, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. But yes, this is where we talk video games. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got an alibi, you ugly girl. Call me up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Talk video games. I'm going to give away a brand new game at 40 after, like I always do. Use the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, to win the game. Also to ask for the cheat code, which I'll give away at the end of the show, usually for an older game. Also, I'll tell you the new releases as well, what's on the shelf, all that good stuff, upside down and around the corner. We can listen to the show through an affiliate. If you're not by one, there are apropos applications. There are the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Those all work. Sportsbyline.com as we stream along. We're also streaming through SBNationLive.com. Great to be on SB Nation. And Sirius Satellite Radio, truckers, give me a little toot on the old horn there. Breaker, breaker, 19. We got Smokey the Bear with some brown paper bags. Sirius XM 211 in progress. Dan Patrick Channel, great to be on there as well. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel. Tune your cable provider, 35 million homes, television sets. That's right. Another way to listen to the show as well. Coming up after a quick break, I have an interview with actress and writer Mishna Wolf. She's the woman behind Werewolves Within, which is now a Ubisoft video game. Ubisoft, no, Ubisoft. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show the highly talented writer Mishna Wolf, and is here to talk about the Werewolf Within and the Werewolves Within, if I could get my tongue out of my mouth, something that's coming out in July, but it's also going to be a video game from Ubisoft. Mishna, tell us more about this marriage movie video game. What's going on here?
It's a movie now. It was a video game only. It was a VR game and a really fun social deduction game. You know, five players sitting around a fire and trying to smoke out the werewolf among them. Some of your listeners may have played, and I just thought it would be a fantastic movie and, collaborated with Ubisoft and got the script going, and it's coming out June 25th in theaters. So, I could not be happier.
So it's almost always that the movie comes first, then the video game, outside of, there are games like Doom, what have you, Last of Us, and yeah. I go, oh, this might make a good movie. But I like the way that this whole thing developed. Was it ever within your mind when you started doing that this could be a film?
Yeah, so we developed this in what's called the Ubisoft Women's Fellowship, which is a really fun program. And I'm a screenwriter and an author. I wrote a book called I'm Down that was a bestseller, almost a decade back now. you know, Ubisoft started this women's fellowship, and they called my agent and said, would Mishna be interested in applying? And I did. I had to apply, and I got in, and they gave me access to a lot of their backstock games that weren't being developed already. And I just saw this game, and I fell in love with the whodunit aspect of it. And I thought, you know, wouldn't this be a great horror comedy that could just be a really fun ride? Where people are just getting yeeted by this werewolf and don't know what's going on. And they liked it too. It was really high concept. And I'm a comedian. I did comedy for 10 years. So we were just like, what would be the funnest way to kill six people in a small town in Vermont? And I think the result is maybe the best werewolf movie you'll see this summer. Maybe the best werewolf movie you've ever seen.
Maybe of all time, yes.
Maybe, and you know, probably not, but, you know.
Speaking of I'm Down, I also grew up in a neighborhood that was my school's anyway, predominantly African-American. And I've talked with comedian Mark Norman about this. He went through the same thing in New Orleans. And it's reversed, obviously, being one of the only white kids. But for you, your dad kind of forced you to assimilate, right?
Well, my dad was significantly cooler than me, which is not really what you want from your parent. And our house was also where the weed was grown. So so there was like really no competing with that. I think he's very proud of his namesake. I think maybe when he named me Wolf, he had somewhere in the back inkling of his mind that one day I might make a werewolf movie and make him proud. He still is significantly cool.
It sounds like it. A couple more questions for Mishna Wolf, the werewolf within from Ubisoft. Look, Ubisoft is about as big as it gets, and there are so many video game developers. And this is an international company too, Canada, France. How did you score with basically the big daddy company?
So this is their motion picture company, and my screenwriting agent sent me in to see them. And that's how I first encountered Ubisoft Motion Pictures. But the Women's Fellowship, and the deadline is May 18th. That's why I'm putting it out there. If there's girl gamers out there with a screenplay in their desk or a TV show in their desk, they have opened this writing fellowship to everyone now. So you don't need to be represented by a major Hollywood agency to get a crack at this fellowship. And it does give you access to super big titles and working on adapting them, which is, you know, that's a really big deal. And their titles are great. I mean, there's really a lot of food for great, you know, movies in their catalog. So for me, it was an insane opportunity. They were super supportive in me developing this game into a movie, and you know the results are, you know, a really funny good time.
You know, I think about your time with UCB, as people can probably get from the interview. There's a lot of comedy here with Mishna. Your time with UCB, you know, of course, improv. That's the old yes and. How did it help you as far as your writing?
I mean, I think it always, like, if you're not bringing yes and to your writing, you know, and I think, you know, the long stories, a lot of writers are really critical thinkers and they're relatively negative. And, you know, when I do a first draft of things, I like to just yes and. And this movie was such a brainchild of just saying, what if there was this park ranger who was just like super, he was just a nice guy. He was just like a really nice guy and he liked connecting people and he liked bringing people together. What if he comes in a small town and there's a werewolf? And what if everyone's at each other's throats because they think every one of them is the werewolf? Like, what would that do to this really nice guy who kind of does, you know? So that's kind of where the jumping off point for me. And then when I go back through and I'm doing a second draft, then I can bring in that critical thinker that's like, nah, that doesn't work. No, that's stupid. No, that's not funny enough. Think of a better joke. But when I'm going through the first time, that's where my really improv-y brain is there just saying, yes, and, and just having playing, because at the end of the day, if it's not fun, then, you know, there's better businesses to be in, I guess.
By the way, when you write something now, do you wonder if it will be banned in Texas again?
You know, I'm proud to be banned in Texas. You really did your homework. I hope they ban this in Texas, but I don't think they will. It's a universal movie, this one, and I think it's a hard R, so they know what they are getting into. Rick, you're referring, of course, to my banned for profanity from high schools in Texas.
Now, in the end, we have to say this wasn't like a Nazi book burning. They did come to their senses, and the ban was released, right?
It was, but when I throw all those F-bombs into a book, it never occurred to me that like freshmen in high school would be reading it. Like, I was just like, whoa, really? So this is a hard R. Bring the preschoolers. You guys can have a nice talk about the food chain afterwards.
Finally, Mishnah, are you already working on Werewolves Within 2?
You know, I don't think there could be a sequel, but there could definitely be a prequel for this one. So maybe a nice werewolf origin story. I don't know.
There you go. Werewolves Within, origins.
Yeah. And Ubisoft's got some history with origin stories, so I think after a lot of their origins, we could they could roll out one more. Why not?
Very good knowledge there, Mishnah Wolf. Everybody, fantastic writer. Check out Werewolves Within, the game coming out this summer. Thanks for your time, Mishnah. We really appreciate it, and congratulations. Let's catch up again down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review.
Much and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Lines open the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. All right. Esports, as always, on the rise. It's like, what things are real, what things aren't real? You know, should I get into Dogecoin? You know, you don't know what's going to be a pet rock. Some of this stuff looks real. There's no doubt that esports is real. And there are a lot of people that like esports that don't like regular sports. And they're being catered to. And a lot of people who like sports and regular sports and esports. But I bring it up because you think about the NBA, who started getting involved in the 2K League, which is run in part by the National Basketball Association. That began in 2018. And I remember when the Warriors out here in the Bay Area got their own team, WGS, Warriors Gaming Squad. Well, the Atlanta Hawks, they were an expansion team. They call it the Hawks Talon Gaming Club. And they announced on Friday that they have moved into the State Farm Arena where the Hawks play. It's the fifth floor of the arena. It's floor-to-ceiling windows that look downtown, and they've got a pretty nice setup. And what they have are specialized gaming chairs with cooling technology in front of six PS5 consoles. There are also two 75-inch TVs for them to study film. And if they get tired of that, they need a break. There's a ping pong table in the middle as well. The head coach of the Talon squad is Wesley Akuff. And he said in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, quote, "We couldn't have asked for a better space for our team this year. While we do our competitions on the virtual court with the best of the best, it is important we put ourselves in a place that optimizes our performance for both practices and remote competition." And yes, I know some parents don't believe this, but every player that signs in this 2K league gets a 6-month contract. If you were a first-round pick, you get paid a base salary of $37,000, and all the other players being paid just $2,000 less, $35,000. And you think about it, and $35,000 for 6 months is not bad. If you stretch that out, that's $70,000 a year. And I think most people wouldn't mind a job that paid $70,000 a year. As I said, most of these players are very, very young. They don't have big mortgages and private school payments and car payments and all the other things. A lot of them still live at home. These athletes on the Talon squad also participate in a medical program for Northside Hospital, and then doctors are going to focus on them. Any injuries sustained by esports athletes, like what? Wrist stretches and things. They're going to have them do reaction drills, grabbing tennis balls off the floor and planks to build core strength. They're going to be on a nutrition program. Now, you might think, look, I could just eat, you know, a McDonald's extra valuable number one, and I'm still just as good at video games. Aha! Not here. And so, I mean, it's cool. If I was that age, you know, a kid that young and I had the skills. I like how they take it seriously. And the Hawks vice president, Janice Kuhn, said, "We are thrilled to continue investing in Hawks talent by creating this new space for them inside of our State Farm Arena. We are grateful for the collaboration between our creative team and building operations team, who worked diligently to get the gaming house completed in time for the upcoming season." So now you might think, well, injuries, you could have a broken finger like Jesus Luzardo, the Oakland A's young pitcher who broke a finger playing video games. The thing to remember about that story is that he was playing video games, became frustrated, and then punched a table. We have plenty of guys. Speaking of the A's, I remember when the pitcher Drew Pomeranz got yanked and he punched a wall and broke his hand. Is that baseball's fault? No. It's not. But on that, I did get an email from the Warriors talking about how they're excited that their season is going to tip off, as they said, in the 2K League on Wednesday, May 19th. And by the way, these are all simulcast live on the 2K League's Twitch and YouTube channels. But it's a 16-week season. Each team is scheduled to play 28 regular season games. Every matchup during the season will include two back-to-back games against the same opponent, with each result counting towards the team's regular season record. New for this season, the 23 NBA 2K league teams are split into two conferences, Eastern Conference and the Western. WGS, Warriors Gaming Squad, obviously in the West. And got the lineup for the squad. Point guard Charlie Bostwick, who goes by CB13. Forward Austin Catarino goes by K-Aus. And K-A-Y-A-U-S. I get it. K-Aus. Center Varun Coates, who goes by Hezzy. Guard Antoine Featherstone, who goes by, wait for it, Antoine. I always thought, you know, Major League Baseball a few years ago instituted the Players Weekend, and you could put whatever name you wanted on the back, and some people put some really funny things on. There was, I remember Jed Lowry when he was on the A's, and he's back with the A's. You know what he had on his jersey? Jed. Come on, man. Get a little bit of some sense of humor here. But Antoine Featherstone, what name do you want to go by? Antoine, in a way, I kind of admire it. Two more players, guard slash forward. Ooh, swingman. Matt Grant, he goes by Matty. Okay, I'll allow it. And forward Sam Sawyers goes by Gradient. That's an interesting one. So just looking at the schedule, it's just, you know, as I say before, this was kind of a lark, but this is real deal now. And you think about playing video games for 16 weeks and bringing in $35K, that's enough to, I'm talking about cars, that's enough to buy you a really nice car. But they're going to tip off at the tip-off tournament on the 19th, but then they're going to face Bucks Gaming, then Jazz Gaming, then Wizards District Gaming, then Mavs, then Lakers, then Blazer 5. I think that's where they want the 5 to be like an S. T-Wolves, then Lakers again. Oh, by the way, 4th of July week is a bye week for everyone. God bless America. And then a bye week after that, too. So they actually get 2 weeks off from basically late June until July 10th. Then they get something called the turn tournament. So it's kind of like golf, you know, you make the turn onto the back nine there. And then they get Lakers, Cavs Legion, Blazer 5, Raptors Uprising, and then Kings Guard back to back, Kings Guard again. Of course, Sacramento's an hour away from the Bay Area. Then Jazz Gaming will close out the regular season August 19th. The ticket tournament, that'll probably be the last chance and to get seating. then the playoffs, August 26th to 24th, and then the NBA 2K League Finals will be on September 4th. So, as I said, the first ever NBA 2K League Finals berth for the Warriors. They got theirs last year. In 2019, they became the first team in league history, of course, second year in the league, to win multiple tournaments in the same season. And remember, these are 5-on-5, and I listed the positions. So this isn't like, hey, what are you going to do? You, if you're the point guard on the team, you're the point guard. But you think 2K. So, you know, does some guy get to be Steph Curry? Because, you know, I remember playing Madden back in the day on the Genesis, and when the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls with Aikman and Irving, well, Emmitt Smith, he would run right through linebackers. I mean, like a ghost, like he would literally run through linebackers because it was programmed that way as Emmitt Smith. It's not that way. Otherwise, I could probably use Steph Curry and beat some of these pros because every time I hit shoot, it would go in. So it's all measured out. But anyway, they're getting ready to go, and it's a big deal. And I just look around at some of the arenas that have been built by some of these cities. And, you know, once again, you throw in Atlanta, and they're going the extra mile for their team. It's very exciting. I like it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give away a brand new game, tell you what's new on the shelves as well. If you'd like to participate, the toll-free line across America is 1-800-878-PLAY.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
The
All right, thank you for that, and we're 40 after the hour, and it's time to give away a brand new game. You can win it by being the second correct answer, and this is always a gimme, by the way. I'm not trying to be cute. Correct answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. The game is called The Colonists. It is available for the PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. I have it here, the PC. Here's the summary. In the settlement building game, The Colonists, you take control of a team of self-replicating robots who have escaped from Earth and are searching the galaxy for a new home where they can fulfill their dream. To be human. This is published by Mode 7 Games and developed by Code by Fire. Excuse me, a hiccup. Developed by Code by Fire. The question I have, The Colonists, is this a game about robots or is this a game about ice hockey? Rick, didn't you just say I did? Once again, let me know if The Colonists is a game about robots or hockey. Send your answers to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Once again, developed by Code by Fire, published by Mode 7 Games. There you go. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the finalists for the National Video Game Hall of Fame, which is in Rochester, New York. And it's the Strong National Museum of Play. That's where the Hall of Fame is. And we got, they were going to have four winners. And those four winners have been announced. It's four games across three different decades, but it's Animal Crossing, Microsoft Flight Simulator, StarCraft, and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? When I say Animal Crossing, I'm talking GameCube Animal Crossing. So the ones that didn't make it this go-round, Call of Duty, and we're talking like the franchise here, Farmville, FIFA, International Soccer, Guitar Hero, Mattel Football, Pole Position, Portal, and Tron. Now, when I looked at this list, you know, I was surprised that Flight Simulator wasn't already in. There's no way I have... And I'm not saying any of these games are bad. I'm just saying perspective-wise, there's no way Carmen Sandiego makes this group. And actually, no offense, Blizzard, there's no way StarCraft makes this group if you can only have four. I'm going to allow, once again, like I'm in charge, I'm going to allow Animal Crossing and Flight Sim to get in. But you have to have, you absolutely have to have Guitar Hero in. I remember going to the very first Guitar Hero party in San Francisco where it was before it was even released. And the guy got out the guitar. Now, you remember the original guitar and Guitar Hero, and it was very toy-like. And by the way, I got an email. I'm giving out a code coming up here in less than 10 minutes about Guitar Hero. But he said he put the neck into the base of the guitar, and he said, this will be the greatest peripheral in video game history. And as we went on, especially with Rock Band, we got guitars that actually looked like guitars. But the original one was kind of a little small, little toy-like. But I agree with him. It's at least top three peripherals in the history of video games. And so when I think about how Guitar Hero just changed everything and there was nothing like it before, and Rock Band copied it, but Rock Band did a great job. I remember giving away, was it the Beatles or the Aerosmith kit? Maybe it was both. And it had the full drum set and the mic. We had a video game party when the when Guitar Hero 2 came out. It was at the Rocket Room out on Clement Street in San Francisco. And they set it up on stage with these huge amps, and you would write your name down on the list. And it was free booze. Free booze helps. Responsibly. Be over 21. And you could sign up for singing or whatever. And I just remember I signed up for lead guitar. And when you hit a little flap on the guitar with your colored button on the, you know, that fret on the neck, when you hit it, bow, I mean, it would just pound out of those. And if you hit the wrong one, of course, you know, it was going to sound stupid. And it was a real song, obviously, and that's the closest I'm ever going to get to, you know, being a Guitar Hero in a rock band. It just is a fantastic game. And even though it had its time and it's out, you know, you could probably get a lot of Guitar Hero stuff on eBay on the cheap at this point. I still have the drum set set up, the little pads. But anyway, how often do I use it? Not very often. But that changed everything. That has to go in the Hall of Fame. Then, and now look, Portal to me is one of the great games of all time. And that came in the orange box. The orange box was a video game that Valve put out. And to me, it's still the greatest video game value in the history of shiny discs. And it came out on the Xbox 360. And it had Team Fortress 2 multiplayer. And it had Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2. And then it had Portal, a game they kind of threw in, which won all types of awards. It had the Song of the Year. It was an amazing game. And Portal 2 came out, which was fun. It was nothing like, to me. Remember, they got Stephen Merchant to play the robot in Portal 2. The first Portal is amazing. Tron, the arcade game. I remember in college being at an airport playing that game all night. In fact, the airport garage closed, and the guy wasn't even going to let me leave. I go, what, do I have to sleep in my car? And he's like, all right, you can leave. I go, how is me leaving hurt you? Because I was playing Tron all night. Great, great game. Farmville, to me, Guitar Hero goes in, StarCraft comes out, and instead of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, it's either Call of Duty or FIFA. And I had, you know, I love soccer. Absolutely love it. And I love playing soccer video games. And Super Soccer on the Super Nintendo, circa 1991, 92. Loved that game. And it was in the, it had the old Mode 7. Remember, the Super Nintendo had the Mode 7, which was a way of using, you know, zooming. But they would take sort of like a, they'd grab a frame and then they would zoom the frame in, which worked great on games like Pilot Wings. Mode 7 was a huge thing. It was a behind-the-goal perspective. Super Soccer was the first game that gave out yellow and red cards, which was cool. But FIFA on the Genesis, 16-bit, that was the first game that actually looked like a soccer game and had crowd songs. The crowd was singing. And if you look, you know, now at FIFA rankings and, excuse me, live radio, if you look at it, don't you have a sneeze button? Obviously not. If you look at the rankings, it's sort of like now in the NFL when Madden puts out its rankings and somebody, there's always a DB or a wideout that complains that his speed is way too low. And I'm going to show you, it's taken very seriously. It's the same now with soccer players all over the world, especially in Europe. You get your rating and then you compare, like, how does that donkey of a center half, how is he rated highly, more highly than this striker who almost got the golden boot? It's great little fodder for discussion. FIFA has, you know, it's the Madden of the world. But Call of Duty changed the entire way we look at first-person shooters. And yes, there's been some gimmicky stuff over the years with exosuits. And of course, you know, you get a skin with pink zebra stripes and everything. But that's Call of Duty's deal. To me, when the Xbox 360 was out and brand new, and it was pricey, I think it was $399. And I thought, I don't really have $400 to throw down right now. And I went into, it was, I don't know what it was, a Best Buy or something. And I saw Call of Duty 2 being played. And I had seen Call of Duty only on the PC because that's the only place it lived. And I didn't have a PC powerful enough to run it. So I looked at that thing and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy this system. I have to buy it. And I forked out. And that was Infinity Ward in its day. And that's still, to me, one of the top three games. So I don't know who to pick between Call of Duty and FIFA, but it has to be one of those. Now, remember, this is a National Video Game Hall of Fame at a museum in Rochester, New York. You know, this isn't like saying that the Mona Lisa should be removed from the Louvre and the Nikkei of Samothrace put in its place, right? It was a bizarre reference for you there, but still, just letting you know who's in and who's out. Let's take a look at the new releases this date, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Hood, Outlaws and Legends, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. When I say Hood, this is mostly medieval type of combat. Trash Sailors, PC, Xbox One and Switch. Ark the Lad R. This is an RPG for the iPhone and the Android. BB and Tina at the Horse Farm, a PS5 adventure game. Very cartoony. Is it pushing the PS5 to its limits? Probably not. A game called Mad Devils, a PC shooter. Also, Retro Machina, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. It's an RPG. Jin Conception, RPG on the PC and the Switch. Remnant from the Ashes. There it is, fellas. Xbox 5, gals and girls, mine and Domino and Heron, Madame and Monsieur, PS5 and Xbox shooter. Monster Harvest, a PC and Switch game, an RPG sim. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, that's on the 13th. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. That's a DLC. Before We Leave, a PC game. RWBY Grim Eclipse, action game on the Switch. Getsu Fumiden, a PC action adventure game. Subnautica Below Zero, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, action adventure game. Mass Effect Legendary, this is a comp on the PC, PS4, and Xbox One. If you don't have it, pick it up. Famicom Detective Club, Famicom, remember, Famicom Family Computer, that's what the original NES was called in Japan. This is a visual novel on the Switch. Essays on Empathy, an adventure compilation on the PC. Galactic Mining Corp, PC Sim. Siege Survival, Gloria Victis. This is on the PC. This is a very D&D looking type of game. And then finally, we have Void Terrarium. This is a PC5 sim. Lot of new games, a lot of interesting games coming out this week. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get to the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing it out, getting you back to your sports talk here in a matter of minutes. But close out the show in our customary fashion by giving out a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Keep the older games alive. That's why I do it. this one comes from Ben. Ben writes in and says, Rick, how do you unlock everything on Guitar Hero? Well, if you're talking about Guitar Hero, like the one I was talking about, the PS2 Guitar Hero. And it is very much worth it if you want to, like, drag that thing out of the closet. But we do know also how tiring it is to unlock everything in that game. It can take forever because you start off with your and just a couple of songs and you're like, ugh. And you got to hit everything just right to unlock songs. Well, there's a better thing to do, and you know what it is. Here it is. On the game mode selection screen, ready? On your fret, go yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, blue. And you'll hear a bling. And that means you have unlocked all the songs, all the characters, and venues. Once again, on the game mode selection screen, yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, blue. And you can rock on. Hey, kids, rock and roll. Thanks for tuning into the video game review. Congratulations to the winner of the game. And throughout the week, if you have a video game question, comment, or concern, feel free to email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and I will get back to you. Until then, we'll see you next week on the video game review.